Bailey's Way, with an episode called Ghost Lake.
My father is a colonel in the Air Force. We were estranged from each other for several years during my teens. You know, authority issues, stuff between fathers and daughters. Fathers and only daughters. I had an older brother once, but he got sick and died when I was 11. And then my mother flew the coop, and that just left the colonel and me. We get along okay now, but only in spurts. If we lived in the same city, we'd probably just fight all the time. I know he's pleased that I'm trying to make something good of myself, but there's a big part of him that still sees me as the screwed-up, smart-ass troublemaker who always ran away. Well, I don't run away anymore. One out of four is pretty good. I'm meeting with Detective Donaldson for a beer. I'm Constable Tanis Bailey, and I feel like I'm 15 again. Yikes.
When's he coming?
Tomorrow.
Well, how long has it been since you've seen him?
Police grad.
What are you going to do? Go to dinner? Go to a movie?
I'm going
to
run away.
Tell me everything, Ace.
I've been set up for grief. I'm going on a fishing trip up the Bow River for 2 days in a raft with my father and Staff Sergeant Mann.
You're kidding.
No.
Whose brave idea was that?
My dad's. Like, I knew he was coming to Calgary for some kind of joint staff meeting, and Mann said once he'd like to meet him sometime. His father was in the Army. So anyway, I introduced them, and bang, they hit it off. My father is very charming when he wants to be, and when he said, let's all go fishing, Mann couldn't or wouldn't say no.
And neither could you.
Like, if a person wanted to break their own leg, how would they do it?
Good luck, Ace.
Trip is doomed.
Okay, everybody. Grab a piece of that boat. Let's go.
The mighty Bow River.
That's my dad. You should see him. He's decked out in battle fatigues. I'm almost embarrassed. I mean, why does he always have to make himself so damn apparent all the time?
This is one of the best trout fishing rivers in the world, Colonel.
I can't wait to shove off.
Grab the end of that cooler, Constable.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget the tackle box.
No, sir. We're putting in at Morley on the Stony Reserve, about 60K west of Calgary. We're going to raft towards Ghost Lake, just outside of Cochrane, and stop to fish about halfway there and have lunch. Well, there's some good shoals up there for brown trout. Then on to Ghost Lake, where we'll make camp, spend the afternoon, and the next morning fishing for lake trout and whitefish. Then the truck will come there in the afternoon and take us back into Calgary. Ah, hell, maybe it won't be so bad.
Did you put horseradish on those sandwiches, Constable?
Yes, sir.
The mighty Bow.
The raft is a heavy-duty inflatable Momentum 800 with a small outboard motor for emergencies. Now, this is not whitewater. The Bow is slow and fairly straight. It's a beautiful morning in the foothills of Alberta.
Ever see any action, Colonel?
Korea. I was 18. I'll save you the math. That makes me 63.
You don't look it, sir.
I work at it.
Doing what?
You doubt me?
I didn't say that.
How old are you, Staff Sergeant?
I'll be 50 in the fall.
Ever shot a man?
No, sir. I've drawn and fired a few times, though.
Beautiful country.
Yes, sir.
Truthfully now, Staff Sergeant, how's my Tanis here doing? Brass to brass, she's got what it takes to enforce the law.
Dad, we're a service.
Does she?
She's motivated, Colonel. Oh, she makes her rookie blunders.
And we were never rookies, were we?
Only for a minute or two.
I was suspended for 2 weeks a few months ago, Dad, for police misbehavior. How about that for blunders?
I'll butt out.
You were what?
I got all involved with an underage hooker, her Weasley pimp, a vengeful Samaritan. I acted against my orders and everyone died.
Why didn't you tell me, Tanis?
I didn't want to bother you with it.
You're my daughter.
When's the last time you called?
When's the last time you did?
We continued downriver in silence. My dad is pouting and Staff Sergeant Mann is clearly embarrassed. When it comes to men, I've spent my whole life in confusion and distress. And my damn big mouth doesn't help matters any.
Here, anybody?
We go around a bend in the river where the banks are thick with willow, and I see a truck and camper at the river's edge. The truck is a nice 4x4. Black. Alberta plates which say grr. There's a woman in a lawn chair brushing her long blonde hair, and a glimpse of a man moving around in the camper. Now I see a girl standing in the smoke of a fire they've made a ways off. She's about 13 or 14, I'd say. She's holding a teddy bear in one arm, and in her other hand she has a stick, and she's poking sort of aimlessly into the fire with it. As we pass by, the woman tosses her hair over her face, and the man closes the camper door. We stopped at those shoals to do some fishing. 2 hours in the raft, we're glad to get off. My dad could barely get out. He's been ignoring me just like old times. Now I have to make the first move to patch things up. As usual.
What are you using, Dad? A spoon or a streamer?
Neither.
A weighted nymph?
That's right.
Hair's ear?
San Juan worm.
San Juan worm. Last year when I was out here, well, closer to Canmore, I guess, that Alberta stonefly was working pretty good. Should I pound my head on that boulder over there, or do you have something harder in mind?
I've talked to the staff sergeant.
Uh-huh.
He says those deaths were not your doing.
What else did he say?
He says you endeavor to do well, but that you have a certain disregard for the rules of procedure.
I haven't changed very much. Is that what you're thinking?
The rules are there to help you, Tanis.
It's not that I don't like them, Daddy. I just forget about them sometimes. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about my suspension.
I'm your father.
Dad, if I told you every wrong or dumb thing I've ever done in my life, you'd probably...
Probably what? Tanis?
Just a second, Dad. Hand me your net.
Why? What do you see?
Got it.
Catch one, Colonel?
No, it's something else.
What is that, Constable?
It's a teddy bear.
I'm puttering back upriver in the raft with the bear. The staff sergeant and my dad remember seeing the truck and camper, but neither of them saw the girl. I had a bear with one eye when I was a girl. This one only has one eye, too.
Don't be long.
I won't.
The camper truck is gone. The fire's still smoldering, though.
Reckless people.
The ash smells funny. I sort of recognize the smell, but I can't put a name to it. I throw dirt on it.
There.
Now I see a piece of folded newspaper where the lawn chair was sitting. It's the crossword puzzle, and it's barely been started.
Good idea.
I love crossword puzzles. Ghost Lake. It's late afternoon. The guys have taken the boat out to fish, and I've stayed back to set up the camp. I've pitched the tents, hung a canopy, and chopped some wood. Now I know why they asked me along. Well, no complaints. I love setting up camp. It's early in the season. There's only one other camper in sight, some guy and his dog. He's been sitting out in the lake in his canoe watching the loons with binoculars.
Four letters down. Baseball's Rose. P-E-T-E. A cross. Big long one. What Hamlet smelled.
I glance back at the guy in the canoe, and now I see that he's watching me. At this distance, he could tell the color of my eyes, no problem, the jerk.
You think I'll go for a walk?
About a 15-minute walk away from our campsite, I come across another one tucked in the willows. I look closer. It's the truck and camper we saw along the river this morning. There's a man chopping wood and a woman with short, black hair sitting in a lawn chair. The man is completely bald. His head and his axe gleam equally. I don't see the blonde woman or the girl anywhere.
Hi there.
Hello.
This is going to sound strange, but I believe I have something of yours.
I beg your pardon?
Of the girl's, I mean. I have her teddy bear. I fished it out of the river this morning. She must have dropped it or something. We were stopped by the edge. We went by in a raft. There was a blonde woman here. I saw the girl with the bear by the fire. Why are you looking at me like that?
Lady, I don't have a bloody clue what you're talking about.
You don't?
I don't.
Aren't you traveling with the girl?
No.
What's going on?
I think this woman's crazy, hon. Are you crazy?
I don't think so.
What did she do?
Never mind. Look, I'm sorry for bothering you. I must be mistaken. The truck and camper was very similar. Really, I'm sorry. Excuse me, I'll be going now.
Tonight, we lock the door.
No kidding. Go away.
I'm sorry.
Oh, brother, how embarrassing. Same truck and camper. British Columbia license plates. Look before you leap, you big dummy.
Too much sun today.
The guys are still fishing. Our boat is just a dot at the far end of the lake, and I'm getting ready for a campfire supper. Carrots, potatoes, and onions with garlic and fennel. Wrap it in tinfoil, throw it in the fire. Done. I hope they bring fish.
Stranger approaches.
It's the bald guy.
Friend or foe?
Friend, I hope.
Let me guess. You've come to check me out, see what asylum I've escaped from.
Oh, ma'am, I've come to apologize for our behavior to you. My wife and I were not at our best.
You made a simple mistake. We had no right to ridicule you, and we're sorry for it.
Well, thanks for saying so. I was feeling a little foolish.
Eyes can play tricks.
What do you mean?
Seeing things. You know, like mirages or ghosts. The locals around here talk about supernatural stuff all up and down the Bow River.
The teddy bear I found is real.
I believe you. Anyway, ma'am, I only came to apologize. That done, I'll let you get back to your chores. Looks good. You traveling alone?
No, I'm with my father and a friend.
Well, have a nice evening.
You too. Oh, sir? You have blood dripping from a couple of spots on your head. Did you know that?
Yep. Mosquitoes. Can't stop scratching. Bye now.
Bye.
Ghosts? The supernatural? Thanks a lot, pal. That'll help me sleep tonight.
What do you think? 5-pounder?
Close to it.
Lake trout.
Good fighters.
Strong and intelligent.
Mine nearly pulled me in.
How do you know?
Because I was there.
No, I mean, how do you know they're intelligent? I know people say that about lake trout, but how do you really know?
One can sense it in them.
Ah, good reasoning, sir.
Since when is logic your strong suit, Bailey? You're the one who flies by the seat of her pants.
She always did.
Social misfit. 4 letters starting with T.
Tannis.
That's 5. What Hamlet smelled?
Murder most foul.
What a beautiful sunset.
Is that today's paper? Where's the rest of it?
It's all I have, sir. I found it.
What's on the inside?
Sports page. Here, it's yours. I'm tired of it anyway.
Oh. Rebel Stoke Times.
Oh, God, I love this air. When I retire, this is all I'm going to do. Fish and breathe.
What did you say, sir?
I beg your pardon, Bailey?
Just now, the newspaper. What did you say it was?
Rebel Stoke Times.
B.C.?
What's so interesting?
Nah.
Fish and breathe and listen to loons. I've earned it.
I'm sure you have, Colonel.
Call me Charles.
Call me Abel.
Abel man.
It's the cross I bear.
Just a minute.
What's up, Bailey? You seem in some consternation.
Did we bring any scissors?
My Swiss Army knife has one.
Can I see it for a second?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut a hunk of hair off my head and throw it in the fire.
Is this some kind of girl guide initiation thing?
Not that I know of, sir.
A horrible smell.
That's it. I knew it from somewhere.
Knew what?
Staff Sergeant, Dad, I think there's something fishy going on.
Well, what do you mean?
Either I'm losing my mind or the campers down the shore are very much hiding something.
You have been known to lose your mind.
What campers?
The ones in the willows who lied to me. I'm going back there.
Bailey!
This is crazy, Bailey.
I can't help being suspicious. Same truck and camper, different license plates. A woman changes her looks. They deny the girl I saw.
Where's the law being broken?
I have to check it out.
Mosquitoes are killing me. I feel like I'm back in Korea. Are you sure you even saw a girl?
Why would I make it up?
I didn't see one. Neither did I.
She had the teddy bear.
We brought a cell phone, right?
I left it in the truck.
I'm going to be embarrassed. At least we have a weapon.
I was thinking of bigger bears.
Shh.
Television. Some campers, huh?
Door closed, curtains drawn.
Now what?
Maybe one of us should just walk right up to the camper and knock on it. Sneak a look inside. Maybe make something up. We've lost our matches. We need a flashlight, a cell phone.
I'll do it. I'm elderly. I'm harmless.
You're wearing battle fatigues.
I'll put my hat on crooked. I'll go. It was my idea.
You look like a cop, sir.
Cover me. I'm going. Hold on.
That's her. That's the woman. Keep the door open, baby.
Such luck.
She's going down the lake.
If we could create a diversion, maybe we could get the man to come out too, and then one of us could sneak a peek when he's gone. I'm fastest.
I don't know why we're doing this.
Because they lied to me.
Look. There's a man in a canoe out there on the lake.
He's coming towards the shore.
She sees him now.
It's our neighbor with the dog.
They're talking. Shh.
Too far away.
I'm looking for body language. Are they at ease with each other? Do they know each other? He's silhouetted in the moonlight. I can't see either of their faces. Too weird.
There he goes.
Wonder what that was about.
Tony?
Yeah?
He's got a rifle. No law against having a rifle.
Be quiet. Let's get closer.
Did I hear somebody?
Yeah. Just a guy in a canoe. We just had a little chat.
What about?
The weather.
Get in here.
In a minute.
Now, come to bed. We have to get up early.
Yeah, yeah. Do this, do that. What am I, your slave? We're on holidays, remember?
Don't act smart.
I'll never, never marry you.
Good.
But what do you mean, good? Be nice to me, Murdoch. I'm helping you.
Cantankerous son of a bitch.
I don't think knocking on their door is the right idea. It may just scare them off.
Or get us shot. Lights out.
Let's go back and think it over.
Joni and Murdoch.
Unwed.
He told me she was his wife.
On holidays.
Maybe.
What do you mean?
I detected some sarcasm in her voice around that.
She's helping him with something.
He's armed.
No sign of a girl.
I saw her, sir.
And who's the canoeist?
We can't trust him.
We have to figure out some way to disable their truck so they can't get away so fast in the morning, so we can check on their license plate.
How?
One of us will have to hitchhike into Cochrane with it tomorrow.
You better be right about this, Bailey.
I'm not trying to be right, sir. I hope I'm wrong. Be on my side.
I am.
So what about the truck?
What are our options?
Sugar in the gas tank.
Too messy. They'll hear us. And there's no way we're going to get under the hood.
Puncture a tire.
I guess that's all we can do.
There's a good hard pointed awl on my Swiss Army knife.
Useful knife.
Let's do it.
I'll keep the home fires burning. The men have gone to do the deed, and I'm sitting here pondering. The canoeist was spying on me, and he has some kind of connection with Joni. At the risk of blowing the whole thing wide open, I've decided to take a chance on my own. Hi.
Hello there.
Am I bothering you?
Not a bit. Come and sit down. I just made some popcorn.
No, thank you.
You want me to stop playing?
No.
You want to sing something?
No. I was wondering if you happen to have a cell phone.
Why? Is that a problem?
I need a phone home, that's all.
Where are you from?
Calgary. And you?
I drift around a lot. Vancouver, Calgary, points in between. Are you sure you won't sit down?
Do you have a cell phone?
I'll spare you the trouble.
What do you mean?
Sit down, officer.
I beg your pardon?
I saw you putting in at Morley. I was parked in front of that little store past the bridge. It was a Calgary police vehicle which dropped you off with your raft. Sit down.
All right.
Good.
Who are you?
Name's Turner.
What do you do, Turner?
I'm a private detective.
Keep going.
I'm following the truck and camper that's down the lake there a ways. You know the one. Something's got your attention about them. The man and the woman. The girl.
Why are you following them? Who hired you?
The man's ex-wife. She lives in Revelstoke. They have joint custody of the girl. It's his turn to take her on a weekend outing, and the ex doesn't trust him.
Why not?
He's a jerk.
How?
Well, among other things, she believes he's sexually molested their daughter.
And Joni?
Warm body. Small brain. I'd say he's got her convinced that the ex is the bad guy in the story. He doesn't look like it, really, but Murdoch has money.
Did you know Joni changed her looks today?
So did Murdoch. He shaved his head. Is that what got your attention? No law against cutting your hair.
They switched license plates, too.
Oh, I missed that part.
I haven't seen the girl since this morning. Have you?
No.
I found her teddy bear in the river.
Oh, yeah?
Is that all you can say?
Why would he kill her?
Why would he rape her? They've either killed her or abducted her, Turner, and if they've abducted her, they're hiding her. Do you have a cell phone or not?
Yeah, I have one.
The other two in my camp went to disable the truck. They should have been back by now. Call the RCMP, tell them everything we talked about.
Well, where are you going?
Can I borrow your gun?
What makes you think I have one?
I can smell it on you. Turner, my father is with us. If you don't lend me your gun, I'll damn well take it from you.
Don't lose it.
You better answer him, mister.
I was going for a walk. I just stumbled onto it. I didn't even know you were here. Please put the rifle down.
Shut up.
How did that happen?
Murdoch was out in front of his truck. We didn't see him. The staff sergeant walked right into him.
We have to get closer.
Right.
Search his pockets, Stoney.
I don't know how to do it.
Does the staff sergeant have his gun, or do you?
He does. The truth. I was out for a walk.
Shut up.
He's got a knife.
I'm camping.
Throw it over here. Search behind his back.
Keep your head down, Dad. It's now or never. Police! Drop the gun!
We're all okay. Murdoch took a bullet in his chest, but he's gonna live. I don't know whether it was from my gun or the staff sergeant's. When I stood and declared myself, Murdoch turned and fired at me. I returned the fire, and so did the staff sergeant. Murdoch dropped. His volley had struck a tree right beside me. I've got a splinter in my cheek. The RCMP got here in minutes from Cochrane, and the emergency chopper has just arrived from Calgary. I'm still trembling.
How are you doing, Bailey?
I'm fine, sir.
Good work out there tonight.
Thank you, sir.
We'll debrief tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
How do I get my gun back, Constable?
I don't know for sure, Turner. You'll have to ask that detective over there, the one in the football jacket.
Want some popcorn?
Get out of my face.
Oh, nice meeting you.
Hey, Turner, by the way, what did you say to Joni last night at the lake?
Not much. Just wanted to get a better look at her.
Binoculars not good enough, huh?
Can I phone you sometime?
Get lost. The girl, her name is Donna, was in the camper the whole time. They drugged her, the bastards. She was cognizant, but she couldn't move. The medics have given her something to counteract it. I talked to her for a minute. I asked her how her teddy bear got into the river, and she said that Murdoch told her she was getting too old for teddy bears. Yeah, right. I told her everything was going to be fine, and she cried for her mother.
I'm proud of you, Tanis. I know we haven't been very close these past few years, but...
We don't know how lucky we are.
You're right. We don't.
If something would have happened to you tonight...
I was thinking the same of you.
Oh, Daddy.
Hey, give me a bear's hug.
Yeah.
Love those loons.
Yeah.
I fired my weapon tonight for the first time, and I might have shot a man. I could have just as easily killed him, and I'm not sure I didn't want to. I feel so strange right now. I'm suddenly so tired I could drop. I hadn't hugged my dad since I was 11 years old. I know that's almost shameful. But compared to what other girls have gone through with their dads, girls I've known and met, I wish Donaldson and I were still lovers. I need someone to hold me tonight.
This has been Episode 5 of Bailey's Way by Gordon Pengilly. Ghost Lake, starring Esther Purvis-Smith as Tanis Bailey. David Loraney played Sergeant Mann. John Wright played Colonel Mann. Grant Lindeberg played Donaldson. With them were Shauna Burnett as Joni, Andy Maton as Murdoch, and Chris Hunt as Turner. The music was composed by Dave Hamilton and was performed by Dave Hamilton, Miles Jackson, Neil Bentley, and Ray McAndrew. The recording engineer was Bob Doble, who also created the sound effects. The program was produced and directed in Calgary by Marty Fishman. To keep your appetite sharp for Tanis Bailey's next case, here are a couple of clues.
I'm not in uniform, but I do have my badge, so I'm thinking I could pretend to be a detective. Knock on the door, ask a few questions. Oh, don't do it, Tanis. Don't have to. A man and a woman have just come out of the duplex. They're in their mid-20s. She's very pretty. He's pretty tough-looking. They get into the Ford.
Get a tune-up.
Let's boogie. I follow them to a bikini bar called the Sunset Lounge. These places are popping up all over the city. Waitresses, half-naked, room full of men, pool tables, and BLTs. What could be funner, eh? The guy drops the woman off there and leaves again. I follow him down into Bridgeland, where he stops at a used and refurbished stereo shop called The Sound Spot. He gets out of the car, goes into the trunk, and comes out with a CD player. He enters the shop through a back door, and I'm about to go in through the front to case the joint.
Hi, can I help you?
881-22.
22.
We have a 911 in your area.
There's a fire down in Bridgeland. I recognize the address. The Sound Spot. I get there before the firemen do. The place is ablaze. The back door is ajar. I peer inside the building and I see a body on the floor. I go for it. It's a man. I grab him by the cuffs of his jeans and drag him out.
How you doing, Ace?
Hi, Donaldson.
What did the doctor say?
I've got some minor smoke inhalation, some burns on my hands. I'm okay. I can go home pretty soon.
Your hair got singed.
Still like me?
Your hero, Ace.
Well, that wasn't a question.
I came to see how you were doing because I care about you, Tanis. But I'm also here on business.
Oh, yeah?
They found a gas can in the building.
When did you join the arson squad?
They found another person in the building, too. This one's dead.
I'm Bob Bovin, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. The executive producer of The Mystery Project is Bill Howell. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan.